Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good day.
Good evening.
Hello there.
English from Australia. Program number 11.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 10,
上一讲里, 你听到了孩子们唱的歌数数, 也听到了怎样用数字标明某些事物, 比方说旅馆的房间号码。
Room 514.
Your key, sir. Room 514.
我们也听过了怎样用数字说几路公共汽车。
The 314 bus.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Can I get a 314 bus here?
我们也听过了 怎样用数字报电话号码?
The phone number's 431-2155.
Hello, 431-2155.
另外,我们还听过用数字说明日期,例如中国的国庆。
China's National Day is the 1st of October. The 1st of October.
再就是生日和年龄。
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
John was 25 on the 7th of March.
今天这一讲,我们要学用英语加减乘除。首先是加法。
Addition, addition.
就说有一家人正要坐汽车外出旅行。澳大利亚人常常以这种方式度假。父亲和女儿一边看地图，一边算总的路程。到目的地有多少公里？父亲叫Michael Clark，他正在心算，把路程 一段一段的加起来。
8 and 4 is 12. Now 12 and 58 is 70. That's 70 kilometers. Now 70 and 63, that's
你注意到了没有? 它是这样加的。
8 and 4 is 12. 8 and 4 is 12. 12 and 58 is 70. 12 and 58 is 70.
他的女儿 Amanda 呢?
Amanda. Amanda.
也许正在按他那个计算器呢。这些日子这玩意儿挺流行。年轻人特别喜欢用。Amanda 按那么几下,算得比他父亲快。70
And 63 is 133.
Okay, Amanda, you add the rest. That's 133 kilometers and 17.
133 and 17 is 150.
150 and 90.
Is 240
and 120
and 120 makes 360 kilometers.
你注意到没有? Amanda 算到最后换了一个说法，用了
makes
这个词，意思是
等于得
makes.
可见用英语加数字也可以说
8 and 4 makes 12. 8 and 4 makes 12.
再听一遍，请跟着说
8 and 4 makes 12.
或者可以用
is 8 and 4 is 12. 8 and 4 is 12.
用正常的速度说
8 and 4 is 12.
再听一遍，请跟着说
8 and 4 is 12.
你也可能听到人们说
8 and 4 are 12. 8 and 4 are 12.
不过下面只用 is。 从前面的例子我们可以知道，要做加法，英语的说法可不少。现在假定是在小学的算术课上，你听到
8 plus 4 equals 12. 8 plus 4 equals 12.
这可以说是比较正式的数学语言了。
8 plus 4 equals 12.
再听一遍，请跟着说
8 plus 4 equals 12.
现在让你把以上三种说法都练一遍好不好？请跟着我们说，准备好了吗？
8 and 4 is 12.
8 and 4 makes 12.
8 plus 4 equals 12.
最后的那种比较正式的说法也可以用来做减法。
Subtraction. Subtraction.
假定 Amanda在学校的算术课上做减法，情况可能是这样的。
Amanda, what's 30 minus 7?
30 minus 7?
Yes, 30 minus 7.
30 minus 7 equals 23.
可见，比较正式的演算减法题目就是
30 minus 7?equals 23，
意思是三十减七得二十三。
30 minus 7 equals 23。
再听一遍，请跟着说。
30 minus 7 equals 23。
另外一个比较非正式的说法是
7 from 30 is 23。7 from 30 is 23.
这里的句型变了一下，数字的次序也变了。
7 from 30 is 23.
再听一遍，请跟着说。
7 from 30 is 23.
以上谈的是减法，现在我们再来看看乘法。乘法英文是
multiplication，
乘法
multiplication。
Five ones are five twos are ten, five threes are 15, five fours are 20, five fives are 25。
刚才听到的是小学里孩子们背乘法表里的一段，
是五的那一段，开始。是五一得五，五二得十。
Five ones are five, five twos are ten.
好，用英语乘数字，有一种说法是
Five nines are 45. Five nines are 45. Five nines are 45.
再听一遍，请跟着说。
Five nines are 45.
用比较正式的数学语言是
5 times 9 equals 45,
意思是5乘9等于45。
5 times 9 equals 45, 5 times 9 equals 45.
再听一遍，请跟着说。
5 times 9 equals 45.
还有一种同样正式的说法是
5 multiplied by 9 equals 45,
意思是用9乘5等于45。
5 multiplied by 9 equals 45.
再分段听一下，请跟着说。
5 multiplied by 9equals 45. 5 multiplied by 9 equals 45.
好，现在我们听听 Amanda Clark 和她父亲怎样计算全家三个人，他俩加上他母亲住旅馆的费用。先请你学这些词儿。
G
这是一个感叹词，相当于啊或者是呵等等。
G
Dad
意思是爸，爸爸。
Dad
Calculator
计算机。
Calculator As quick as the calculator
意思是跟计算机一样快。
As quick as the calculator.
Multiplication tables.
意思是乘法表。
Multiplication tables.
好，假定 Clark 一家要在旅馆住上九天，费用是一天65元。
Now, Amanda, $65 and for 9 days.How much is that? Let's see. 9 fives are 45, and 9 sixes are 54. That's 585. So that's $585.
Jay, Dad, you were as quick as a calculator.
Yes, I know my multiplication tables well. We practiced them a lot at school. 6 ones are 6. 6 twos are 12, 6 threes are 18.
6 fours are 24, 6 fives are 30, 6 sixes are 36, 6 sevens are 42, 6 eights are 48, 6 nines are 54, 6 tens are 60, 6 elevens are 66, 6 twelves are 72.
请你用英语练习乘法，然后回答问题。每个问题我们问两遍，你来回答。你的答数 ，Barbara 帮你核对。
What are 9 eighths? What are 9 eighths?
72。
下一个。
What's 6 times 8? What's 6 times 8?
48.
最后一个。
What's 2 multiplied by 7? What's 2 multiplied by 7?
14.
刚才最后一个问题里用了 by 这个词，在除法里也用得着。
division division
意思是除法。20除以4英语是
20 divided by 4. 20 divided by 4. 20 divided by 4.
再听一遍，请跟着说。
20 divided by 4。
和答数一起说是
20 divided by 4 equals 5. 20 divided by 4 equals 5.
再听一遍，请跟着说。
20 divided by 4 equals 5.
你也可以换个说法，把数字颠倒一下。
4 into 20 goes 5 times.
意思是4除20得5。
4 into 20 goes 5 times. 4 into 20 goes 5 times. 4 into 20 goes 5 times.
再听一遍，请跟着说。
4 into 20 goes 5 times.
第一种说法再听一遍，请跟着说。
20 divided by 4 equals 5.
现在换两个大一点的数字。
360 divided by 50.
意思是360除以50。
360 divided by 50.
再听一遍，请跟着说。
360 divided by 50.
你知道答数吗？我们听听 Amanda 和她父亲怎么算。他们假日旅行汽车的平均速度，如果是每小时50公里左右，他们要知道整个路程需要多少小时。
At an average speed of 50 kilometers per hour.
意思是以每小时平均速度50公里。请记住，他们整个的路程是360公里。
Well, 360 kilometers at an average speed of 50 kilometers per hour. So that's 360 divided by 50. Let's see.
Let me do it on the calculator, Dad. 360 divided by 50equals 7.2. So the journey will take about 7 hours.
就是说大概要走七个小时，因为原来的答数是 7.2。
7.2。
你一定注意到了，英语说小数的次序和中文一样，中文说点儿，英语说
point. 7.2. 1.5.
再听听 Amanda Clark 和她父亲 Michael怎么计算。 Amanda 先问，这段路要走多少小时？
How long will it take?
所以首先要算出全部路程，用加法，然后算出汽车要走多少小时，用除法。
Addition and division.
8 and 4 is 12. Now, 12 and 58 is 70. That's 70 kilometers. Now, 70 and 63, that's
70 and 63 is 133.
Okay, Amanda, you add the rest. That's 133 kilometres and 17.
133 and 17 is 150.
150 and 90
is 240.
And 120.
And 120 makes 360 kilometres. How long will it take, Dad?
Well, 360 kilometres at an average speed of 50 kilometres per hour. So that's 360 divided by 50. Let's see.
Let me do it on the calculator, Dad. 360 divided by 50 equals 7.2. So the journey will take about 7 hours.
那么在旅馆住9天，要花多少钱呢？这回他们用了乘法。
Multiplication.
Now, Amanda, $65 and for 9 days. How much is that? Let's see. 9 fives are 45 and 9 sixes are 54. That's 585. So that's $585.
Gee, Dad, you were as quick as a calculator.
Yes, I know my multiplication tables well. We practiced them a lot at school. 6 ones are 6, 6 twos are 12, 6 threes are 18.
6 fours are 24, 6 fives are 30, 6 sixes are 36.
6 sevens are 42, 6 eights are 48, 6 nines are 54, 6 tens are 60, 6 elevens are 66, 6 twelves are 72.
Subtraction.
Amanda, what's 30 minus 7?
30 minus 7?
Yes, 30 minus 7.
30 minus 7 equals 23.
今天学的东西可不少，都是用英语做算术。怎么做
addition?
8 and 4 is 12.
Subtraction?
30 minus 7 equals 23.
Multiplication?
6 fives are 30. 6 sixes are 36. 6 sevens are 40.
And division? 20 divided by 4 equals 5.
Good. 今天你已经听完了第十一讲
Our 11th program.
王文喜在这儿跟你说再会
From me, Barbara Frawley.
From me, John Warnock. And from Amanda's calculator. Bye.